Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right. I don't know if we can lighten it up tonight. We'll try. We got advanced medicine, Dr. Rashid Bittar, joining us a little later. 2 hours, Super Don. 2 hours yesterday afternoon. We dismantled. We disassembled. We deconstructed the Jimmy Kimmel non-comedic monologue and phony PSA attacking the parents and the children who are not vaccinating and were not vaccinated. And the blowback. Is there any blowback? I know we got it published up there at Epic Times, Super Don. We've got it linked up in the show notes.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's a popular one. You know, when we put these stories out, we don't necessarily really have an expectation. You know, we just kind of put it out there because it's opinion, it's news. Okay.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah. I can report back that the rabid, foaming at the mouth, crazy people, they are still out there. And they reacted to that pretty much the same way they do any time that you yell vaccine in a crowded theater. they just all went bonkers and you know, were talking about how those the kids that we referenced in the article that had died from vaccines, that they were worth it.
Wow.
That all we did was come up with four, and what about all the kids who were saved by vaccines? And, it's, I mean, just really vitriolic crap. I mean, it's the same stuff we've been seeing all along, so.
Well, if you're not already aware, last, I think it might have been a Thursday or Friday show, Kimmel went on the air and did a lighthearted monologue and lambasting the, you know, sort of like a la Jon Stewart, going after folks who are more afraid of gluten than they are of measles or, you know, or polio, whatever you want to name the disease.
Smallpox, yeah.
Just name it. And, of course, you know, if we bring up the smallpox vaccine, they tried to bring it back, and it was so devastatingly horrendous that they had to pull it within the first 6 months. And, of course, we're going to be called names just for bringing that up. But we have a lot of discontent, if you will, in America right now. Now, I don't know how much of this is really with the people, right? The we the people out there. Because, you know, when you look at the mainstream media, Super Don, you know they foment dissent. They foment discord. They like to report on anger and angst. And yet, you know, if you talk human to human, I don't see a lot of this happening, though I don't get out of my studio all that much, admittedly. But there are folks that are rabid, let's say, immune system denialists. You know, they would deny that you have an immune system that has worked perfectly well for millions of years, or however old you think the Earth is and the people on it. And they would deny that people ever lived before the era of vaccination. They would deny that sanitation, adequate sewage systems, hygiene, improvements in nutrition, basic things like that in the 20th century were really the primary reason why these so-called vaccine-preventable diseases were on the way out, almost gone, in fact, before even the vaccines were introduced. We talked yesterday as well with Dr. Rebecca Carley, MD, and our good friend, nutritional historian Chris Barr, about the fact that the polio vaccine was responsible for polio. And that, indeed, in Official Stories, our good buddy Liam Sheff's book, he talked about the fact that polio was really DDT. There was not one virus that they isolated, yet they made vaccines off of this stuff. So we've got a lot of discord out there. I recognize it. I don't know how vitriolic it is when you go out and about, Super Don, but so far, so good. We'll see where it goes from here.
Look, we're talking about the online social media arena, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would equate this to all of the people jumping up and down and wanting to bomb, Iraq, after 9/11.
After 9/11, yeah, even though they had nothing to do with it.
That's what it reminds me of.
Incredible.
Mob mentality. That's the kind of thing.
Well, you know we're going to get in trouble with the first story of the evening, don't you, if we're going to cover it?
Dude,
are you sure you want to do this?
That's what we do the show for. Come
on. All right. Okay, you remember the story. This is the vaccine story. It's flu vaccine related. RobertScottBell.com. If you want to call in, 866-939-2355, live on GCN, our syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com. The flu shot. This year, they were sucking the eggs. What did they acknowledge about a 23% success rate?
28%.
Somewhere in that range. About a quarter of the whole people that were using them.
Pretty much
and
a failure. It failed. Yeah.
Yeah, 3 out of 4, not going to do a thing for you, all right? But still, get your flu shot. Well, my friends, it's gotten worse. And if you don't get mad at me, you got to get mad at Sanjay Gupta, Dr. Gupta, the brain surgeon, who's good on cannabis, who's bad on vaccines, and is a bit confused about the flu shot. What does he have to say?
The CDC warning this year's vaccine even less effective than we thought. And Rich, it turns out the vaccine is only effective in about 1 out of 4 cases, and for some groups, even less effective.
That's right. You know, take a look at this. Overall, 23%, but look by age range. For those under the age of 18, 26% protective. For adults 18 to 49, 12% protective. And for those 50 and above, 14% effective. And that includes the elderly, who are at the greatest risk of severe flu.
Okay. All right. Did you get that? It's sucking the eggs even worse than they thought it was sucking the eggs. Let me go
That's
through this.
That 12%?
You heard that? You heard 12%. In the 18 to 49 age group. I'm still there. I'm still there, Super Don. Don't age me yet. But it's 12% effective.
12%.
You know, about 1 out of every 10 shots might be effective, even though how they define
good as
effectivity.
Placebo, you know.
I think worse than placebo.
Yeah.
In the elderly, our dear elderly, our elders, we love them, we appreciate them, we don't want them intoxicated with these flu shots. A whopping 14% effectivity. In the under 18 crowd, another targeted crowd, 26%. And of course, just well, the 12% is unbelievable, isn't it, for most of the 18 to 49? Incredible. Now, the question is, with those kind of staggering, successful numbers, you'd think that Sanjay Gupta would go, yeah, I'm a brain surgeon. If I got 12% effectiveness on my brain surgery, I think I'd have to retire or be put in prison. But let's see where Sanjay goes with this, talking, I think, with Richard Bresser about this.
But even though it's not as effective as anyone hoped, still recommend getting the shot, getting the vaccine?
You know, even with these low levels, it's going to save many, many lives.
What? Sanjay Gupta, Dr. Gupta, paging Dr. Gupta, where has your brain gone, you brain surgeon? 12% effective, do it anyway.
Do it anyway. And I'm wondering, you know, statistically speaking, you've got a certain number of people that are going to have adverse reactions to the vaccine. But they say, well, the vaccine benefits outweigh the risks. Well, I would like to see somebody maybe do a little bit of analysis here and tell me, when you've got an effective rate of 14% with a vaccine.
For the old folks, yeah.
How do you balance those numbers out now? Is there more risk than benefit?
I don't think they'll ever admit it, but
I don't think they would.
25. Yeah, there's more mercury than there is success in the percentage wise, right? 25 micrograms of mercury is more mercury than the 12% success rate that they have.
Get it anyway, though. Yeah. Get it anyway, because you know what? Science doesn't make mistakes. For it to be 14%.
Well, and if you have an MD by your name, you know it stands for MDity, so they know more than you. You just have to believe them. Just believe them. Now, here's a story that's pretty shocking. Out of Charlotte, the Charlotte Observer. And you can we've got this linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I don't know how long this is going to be up there, but I'm glad Health Impact News picked it up. Charlotte Observer reports on a child crippled by vaccines and who was awarded $2 million in damages.
Ooh, wow.
Ouch.
Wait a
minute.
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
awarded? Well, so you mean they admitted that this child was injured by vaccines?
Well, you know, any neo-lib that worships at the Church of Vaccine Mysticism will say they didn't admit it. It's not scientific just because it happened in a court. And don't start talking to me about $3 billion paid out to families of vaccine-injured and killed children.
Oh, right? I'm sorry. Don't bring it up. I'm a denialist. Never mind.
Right, exactly.
I'll just go sit in the corner.
But remember, as you coined that phrase, they're a vaccine injury denialist, or we got it from somewhere. I don't know. But here's a case, and what are you going to do? These mainstream reports are very rare, and you don't see them every day, but this one came through, and they basically publicized this. A Mooresville child compensated by the federal vaccine court, and it's just another horrific story of injury, but it doesn't matter to the pro-vaxxers, I guess you could call them. They're only wanting to bash the anti-vaxxers for bringing this up. So now we have to lump Sanjay Gupta as an anti-vaxxer because he reported on the low success rates of the flu shot.
Sanjay,
right?
What's wrong with you?
And, of course, the Charlotte Observer, mainstream newspaper in Charlotte, North Carolina, definitely anti-vaccination now that they dared to report that there was another injury.
Wait a minute. But they all used the internet to do it. The internet allowed them to publish. That means
the entire internet is anti-vaxxer. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have to ban the internet. Al Gore, you've made a mess of things.
Wow.
You've allowed for the free flow of information like never before. And, of course, this is why, don't kid yourself, net neutrality, it is designed to one day shut down this freedom of information. I mean, there's only way to look at it. This is not about regulation, is it, Superdog?
No, it's not. I mean, we're seeing things being put in place, wheels being put in motion, and it's all for a grand, experiment here on seeing how far they can get with the American public. And I don't know. Have you had enough yet?
Don't let them do it. Don't let them inject your child. Unless you've done the homework and you feel like the risks are not as serious as the supposed rewards that they claim that you will be granted mysteriously and magically by getting injected with influenza vaccines. And maybe, I think the odds at 12% are probably lower than playing poker at the casinos in Vegas. We got to call Jerry Doyle on that.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Yeah. So let's see. You're more likely to win in Vegas than you are to have a successful flu shot injection, I should say. All right, friends, we've got lots of healing to go. We've got a Major League Cannabis update. We're going to hear from a doctor, maybe from Fox News, who's reporting on the cannabis story. And Dr. Rashid Batar, if you want to call in, you can do it now. Line up. The phones are open, 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. This weekend, Los Angeles for the Expo West, Natural Products Expo West. We'll talk more about that in a bit as well. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas Brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, can we get a little silly? Can we? I know it's all so serious, so let's do an update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
We do have a few things on the cannabis update agenda here. One of them, I'm going to start with one of the silliest ones I've heard in a while. Those of our friends in Utah. Is that how you say it? Utah?
Utah.
Yes. Utah. Yes, Utah. Well, the DEA is very worried about you in Utah. Actually, they're not worried about you. They're worried about your rabbits. If Utah actually passes a medical marijuana bill, they're warning you, the Drug Enforcement Agency is warning you about stoned rabbits. you rascally wabbits. What is that? They're the first ones that are going to be going, what is that? Stoned rabbits. Where does this come from?
Goodness, yeah, I know. They actually are saying that if the bill passes, that the state's wildlife, which would include rabbits, will cultivate a taste for the plant, losing their fear of humans, and basically be high all of the time.
Well, how critical is it that the Utah rabbits are afraid of humans? I mean,
listen, I am calling baloney on
not,
this story from the get-go. I mean, listen,
really? That's all they got?
How many plants are there out there in nature that have effect? I mean, do you see, like, the buffalo running around, tripping on peyote?
No.
Just because it's out there doesn't...
You're very astute observer, Super Don, because remember, and we've had, who did we have on, the guy that, the MacGyver of bongs? What was his name?
Oh, Master Bong. Yeah.
Right? Remember him? We talked to him about juicing cannabis.
Right?
Right? Juicing raw cannabis. And what did he tell us would happen if you juiced raw cannabis?
No, the psychoactive part is not the same when you ingest it than if you smoke it. Now, unless you think the rabbits are going to be hanging around rolling joints, they're not going to have a bunch of, you know, rabbits running around in the desert high. I mean,
you're right. It's completely ludicrous. The DEA, your Drug Enforcement Administration, is worried about high rabbits. They're going to eat raw cannabis, and you and I could eat raw cannabis on our salad. We can juice it, and we will not get high because it takes the heating of the plant to release it in that form.
Well, I mean, it does. I mean, you can eat the flowers, it can cause, you know, it's not quite the same.
It's not the same.
I'm not saying it's the same.
You're arguing with me. Hey, you know what? Choose some
denialist.
Cannabis, bud, will you? Yeah.
You're a denialist.
All right, let's go to South Florida. I used to be there. This is kind of an interesting story. A man convinces a jury he smokes marijuana for medical purposes, and they release him. I love this. This is jury nullification. The jury can rule not only on the facts, but on the law itself. And they said he had a medical necessity, a need to use the cannabis. I love this story. This is really good news. The people might be catching on, and they're not waiting for the legislators to do their job in decriminalizing and allowing for this plant to be used and, of course, eliminate a lot of the black market and the dangerous gun running that is associated with a black market for drugs or plants like this. So that's a bit of good news. Now, here's another mixed story here. Fox News doctor, you will not believe what this guy says, Samadi. Dr. Samadi, I think he's of Persian origin, according to his own claims. And he was on Fox and Friends, and he was being interviewed on cannabis. And this guy is a tool, man. He just does not like cannabis at all.
THC goes through your blood as you smoke. It gets to your brain, and it causes a lot of memory loss. It causes cognitive skills, mood changes, twofold risk of psychosis long term.
It causes cognitive what?
It causes cognitive skills? That sounds good to me.
I know this guy, I think, has already done it. Maybe that's why he's complaining. Basically, THC goes to your brain, and it helps you forget. Remember, we've talked about the positive aspect of cannabis working on memory in that way. You're not as easily programmable. But there's more.
THC goes through your blood as you smoke. It gets to your brain, and it causes a lot of memory loss.
Oh, we got that one already. Sorry about that. Let me get you this next one here.
Now, what I learned about this preparing for this segment is it affects your heart. It actually causes heart attack. Fivefold times increases your heart rate, and on and on. We're seeing in Colorado, we had 13 kids that came to the emergency, ended up in the ICU as a result of overdose from marijuana.
Yeah, because they were eating brownies that they didn't know what was in there. That's not a smart play. But this guy, where he takes it, it's stunning. I'm telling you, it's stunning. It's weirder than worrying about high rabbits in Utah. Dr. Samadi from Fox News, and we'll see if we can reach out to him, maybe get him on the air as well, because what he claimed, you just got to stick around. You're not going to believe this. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Check it out.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today. at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-Stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, and having a little fun along the way. Why not? Right? Why not? And that's what we're here to do for you as well. Educate, inform, entertain, engage, enrage, and take on the bad guys with good humor and a lot of vitamin L. Yes, it's possible. We do that. Don't try this at home. Actually, we encourage you to try a little bit of it at home, but we don't want you to hurt yourself. If you do, call us, 866-939-2355. Now, we were just talking about a Dr. Samadi on Fox News. He's part of the, I think they call him the medical A-team.
The medical A-team, yes.
Yeah, they don't know their, you know, something from their aspirin, I guess. And this is a case in point. He's gone on to bash cannabis, THC, it's bad for your brain, when in fact it's proving to be neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. Then he attacked it on the basis of, oh my gosh, it goes in your blood and your heart's going to race. Right? I've not seen the studies claiming that ingestion of cannabis increases heart attacks, but that's what he claimed. And then he claimed he just learned that, though, right before he got there. I don't know if you noticed that. That was rather interesting. He's their expert on the subject. Oh, I just learned right before I got on the air.
Right.
That. Where did he get that from? Not the Israelis. Now, this is, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm doing a Saturday Night Live skit here, because Dr. Samadi, he might be opposed to cannabis because he's using too much of it himself. I just don't know here. You're just going to have to listen to what he claims. You know, one of the major reasons he cannot stand cannabis or medical marijuana. He is just beside himself over this issue, and you're just going to have to give it a listen here.
Now we have crack babies coming in because pregnant women are smoking this whole marijuana business.
What?
Excuse me. What? Did he confuse two issues here? Because I don't know where the crack babies suddenly come into this equation, because the moms are smoking medical marijuana business. Can we hear that again? Would that be all right?
Now we have crack babies coming in because pregnant women are smoking this whole marijuana business. They're
smoking the whole marijuana business thing. The whole thing. And that's why we have crack babies. I'm sorry, but where did this guy get his medical degree? Is it just me? I mean, that whole interview is embarrassing.
I think he's a urologist. Maybe that has something to do with the fact that he can't figure out the difference between crack and marijuana. I don't know.
Is he drinking his own urine? He might be healthier if he did. That's a whole other story.
I don't know. Well, you know what, Robert? I think.
Hold on. Wait a sec. Is he bothered by this medical marijuana thing? It looks like there's another clip here. Let's find out one more thing. Maybe he'll redeem himself on this.
What bothers me as a doctor is this whole concept of medical marijuana, because I think it's a safe haven for a lot of these companies that are saying, like, hey, it's for medical marijuana, it helps kids with seizure. This is the biggest scam I've ever seen.
Wait a second. This medical marijuana, it's a big scam. It helps with seizures. Well, I'm sorry, Dr. Samadi, it actually does help with seizures. In fact, later in the interview, I'm not even going to play that. He actually acknowledges that. So this is like one of those things where you just scratch your head and go, oh, my gosh.
This guy is not impressive at all. Complete nutcase. I mean, I don't know why they put him on the TV. But listen, I thought it might be a good idea. Maybe we could get him to maybe clarify his statements. So we've got a surprise here, and Robert, I don't understand. How did you end up getting a hold of Dr. Samadi?
There's some backdoor channels at Fox News related to prostate health, I believe. We were able to get a hold of Dr. Samadi. Actually, he got a hold of us. Dr. Samadi, welcome from Fox News.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Listen, you made some interesting statements earlier on Fox News when they were asking you about cannabis, pot, marijuana, however you refer to it. And you had said this.
Yes, the devil's bumper stickers.
No, you didn't say that. The thing that I have a question about, you had said that you're very concerned because you're seeing crack babies from moms who are smoking the marijuana business.
Absolutely. Number one concern. You go to the operating rooms now in Washington and Colorado and California, and out pop the crack babies.
Number one concern.
Watch. Number one, they pop out in steel hubcaps, and they already want to go on the dole.
I'm trying to talk to you about the science. You claim that you're seeing crack babies from moms who are smoking the marijuana business. I'm not seeing the relationship here.
Well, number one, the studies are not all complete. Now, I can tell you that medical marijuana is a gateway to the total obliteration and destruction of the American way of life, of which I am a perfect example. Now, I had to come from another country to work here, and I worked very hard to get into the medical establishment. I invented a robot that will take out your prostate, and I'm very proud of all of that. Now, if I had smoked marijuana, or my mother had smoked marijuana when I was in the woman's stomach inside.
It's a uterus.
I think this
marijuana situation has got you a little bit emotional. I'm just trying to keep you...
I'm very emotional about it, because already we're seeing the effects. Now, if you read a study that's about to be published in a journal that I had a sneak peek at, you'll see that babies whose mothers are smoking this devil's weed.
That's not what you said earlier. You said the marijuana business.
The whole business of marijuana, they come out. Did you ever read the Stephen King book, Firestarter, or see the movie with the little Drew Barrymore? This is exactly what's happening now.
You're claiming that the women who are smoking the marijuana business are having babies that are like Drew Barrymore.
Pyrokinetics. Pyrokinetics is now the number one cause.
I don't believe that there's going to be a paper that supports your theory here.
It's about to be published soon.
I know you were on Fox News, but that doesn't give you license to make stuff up, does it?
Well, it's in my contract.
All right. Now, can you explain to me biochemically how a mom smoking the marijuana business has a crack baby? I'm just not making the connection.
Yes, of course, of course. Now, listen, you're getting lost in the rhetoric a little. Now, the crack babies
happen. It's your rhetoric.
The crack babies happen when the crack mothers of New York got some of the CIA crack, and then they became crack baby mothers. Then the babies were given to the medical establishment to experiment with. Now, what...
That's horrible.
It's part of life. You have to get used to it. This is America. Now, what I'm saying, Bucky, is...
Robert. Who's Bucky?
What I'm saying is that number one concern is that the crack babies from New York have now manifested their bodies into the crack babies of California.
Crack babies are considered babies from women who are using crack.
Using this as a metaphor. It is a metaphor for crack babies.
A medical metaphor?
Medical marijuana metaphor.
Well, if you go back on Fox News and bring this up again, please tell everybody it's a medical metaphor because it was a bizarre statement, Dr. Samadi.
Listen, English is not my first language. It's not even my second language. First was Iranian, second were other Persian dialects, third was Pig Latin. So don't hold it against me. I'm doing my best. I invented a robot that will go into your behind and take out your prostate.
I'm not really thrilled to hear about that, Dr. Samadi, but I do appreciate you taking the time
to clarify. I can send it there. I have telekinetic powers of my own.
I appreciate you clarifying your statements, not really, about smoking the medical marijuana business and crack babies, the relationship I still have not made.
It's my pleasure. I'll come on anytime. Thank you.
All right.
Down with medical marijuana.
Oh, my God. Super Don. That could not have been really Dr. Samadi. I think you backdoor channeled the wrong network or something.
Is he gone?
Yes. It looks like the line is gone. That was, but it's consistent in a sense because we had some real audio from that Fox News interview, and we get a guy we think is somebody. He didn't sound all that different than the guy that was on Fox News.
Yeah, and I think he's still about two sandwiches short of a picnic. I don't even know. I mean, I can't believe Fox News actually pays this guy to show up on their TV channel and give medical advice.
But the real Samadi actually did invent a robot that will go into your, I'm going to say it Yiddish style, like tuchus, and take out your prostate. He really did invent that. That wasn't made up.
A robot, huh?
Yeah, so that guy was sort of knew who Samadi was. He probably went to his Wikipedia page or something. Oh, apologies for everyone if that was absurd enough, but actually, I don't mind because so many of the real stories we cover, which that was partly real from Fox News, are so absurd that you got to scratch your head and go, man, what planet do I live on? As the planet Zubla Dubla made it over here, we didn't know we got replaced or something along those lines. See if we can get back to some serious stories. Yeah. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Hey, talking political healing, our good friend Jerry Doyle at Epoch Times published a poll requesting information about the support for a libertarian GOP candidate. Hmm. And this was in the wake of the CPAC win by Senator Rand Paul, who's more libertarian than probably everybody else in the Republican Party. And they asked whether they thought that would be a good idea. And 26%, let's see, what was the numbers here? 59%?
59%?
59% thought that was a great idea. Only 26% of the poll participants favored a more establishment candidate like Jeb Shrubbery. Like, we need another Shrubbery in the White House.
No more Shrubberies.
Yes. Shrubbery, no more. 12% want a Chris Christie type, and 4% want a social conservative. We need somebody with a nice sweater, like Mike Huckabee in the office.
Yeah, well, he plays bass guitar. Come on.
He's totally cool. He can get with Clinton, Bill.
He's jamming, man. He can play with Rush.
Did you hear about the Bill Clinton portrait? The guy that made the official portrait, did you hear about that?
I didn't click on it, but I heard that there's something in the portrait where they kind of snuck in a reference to Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, yeah. He when Bill Clinton left, you know, the sitting, and he's got to finish the painting, he puts up this blue dress, and it casts a shadow into the picture that he paints in, because the artist felt like, you know, he was taking license with it, but that blue dress, you know, kind of it cast a shadow on his presidency.
So let me get this straight. Bill Clinton, the guy who had the affair in the Oval Office, lied to the American people, went through the whole stupid, depends on what the meaning of is thing.
Right.
Actually purposely put a reference to that in his portrait?
Yeah. And Monica didn't inhale, so don't worry about it. It's all under the bridge. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's not what I heard. But
listen, and that part of it, I don't even care about that part. In France, it'd be nothing, right? That was not the big scandal. A lot of other things were. Which is the freest state? States are the freest. There's a cool story here out of AMAC or something. It's called AMAC.us. What states are the freest? This map, the map shows Americans where they can go if they want to crave liberty. I don't understand this because number one is Florida. I guess in some places, yes, but...
The United States of Health Talk Radio. There you go. See? Liberty.
The freest place. Super Don, come and visit or hang out. Maybe you'll move here. Come on. All right, we'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Super Don is the meme champion of the world. Man, you've just been rocking out these memes. I can't believe you did that while we were on the air today. Now you have this meme of Dr. Samadhi saying, now we have crack babies coming in because pregnant women are smoking this whole marijuana business. Chad, our buddy Chad from down in South Florida, one of the freest states, the freest state in the nation, according to that article. He says he sounds and looks like he was smoking an indica strain himself while backstage. I think Chad is right about that. We suspected that the way he was just not clear in what he was communicating at all.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's just one of those awesome moments where we get to cover something like that.
You know, in the Monty Python Search for the Holy Grail, what was it? Remember that one?
Yeah.
The rabbit that came and attacked
the killer rabbit. Right? That's
see,
right.
That you wish that rabbit was in Utah eating some bud, because it would less likely have been able and willing to attack you.
Perhaps.
Okay. Just
run
saying.
Away!
Run away! Run away! Hey, you know, we need to get Dr. Newsom on. I miss him. I think about him. I take the super energy. I take the digestive detox. My digestive, I take it every night. And
you know
also, what?
You know what? He's on Facebook right now. I'm going to message him and say that Robert says he misses you.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, everybody say hi. Shout out to Dr. Daniel Newsom, Doc Newsom, drnuzum.com. Three of the simplest products you can add into your supplemental regimen. Super Earth Energy in the mornings, digestive detox at night, and in between, if you need to, the Inflammagon, the humic acid, the fulvic acid, extraordinary supplements that enhance everything. And, of course, our good buddy Paul on robertswater.com, the update on molecular hydrogen. It's happening more and more every day. And I want you drinking Robert's Water as well. Go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook with the latest scientific validation on molecular hydrogen released in your water. Now, from some good news to some, I don't know, I guess it could be good news if you're a politician in North Carolina. It's official. North Carolina lobbyists can officially screw politicians. And it ain't against the law. That's right.
Hey.
The lobbyist. And it's not the kind of, oh, man, I was screwed by a politician, right? You know, when you say you're like, oh, man, you know, they hose you. They do all these horrible things. But, no, we're actually talking about sexual clandestine relationships between lobbyists and government officials that they lobby.
All right,
they've got to report money, right? If you're a lobbyist and you give money to a candidate, got to report it. But what happens if you do what Monica Lewinsky did to Bill Clinton? Not anything anymore. They say if it's consensual, it doesn't require anything. It's not even against the law, despite the fact that if you went out on the street to pay for it, they would probably put you in the pokey. You're pokey in the pokey. You know what I'm saying? It'd be big trouble. But now if you're a politician and you want to get a little action, just ask your lobbyist for some fun in the not-so-sunshine state up there in North Carolina right now.
Well, go figure.
You're good to go.
The government is going to sit here and figure out what the monetary value of sex is. And I guess, are we surprised that the government just made a decision that sex has no value?
It's interesting. Cause again, then why would they arrest somebody who places a value on it, right?
Well,
The commission actually claims that consensual sexual relations do not have monetary value and therefore are not reportable as gifts or reportable expenditures made by made for lobbyists or for purposes of lobbying laws, expenditures, reporting provisions. How long has this been going on? The history of mankind where certain favors, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, are done for certain, hey, you do this, I do that, right? And they're saying now the whole history doesn't exist. They've probably been smoking what Dr. Samadi was smoking before he went on Fox News.
They do make a good point here, though. They say, consider how difficult it would be to disclose a sexual relationship as a gift. Could you imagine putting that on, your form? a couple hours with Susie on Saturday night.
But the question is, and it's asked in this article, if sex has no value, how can prostitution be illegal?
It's true.
Right? They call it the world's oldest profession. I mean, so that's up to you, but again, and that's perhaps that's some of the point of Liam Sheff in his new book, trying to just dispel the.
Difficult. And you know what? I read the book.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, it is one of the most straightforward, honest, no holds barred books I've ever read in my life. Enjoyed it.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm partway through it, so we'll compare notes a little later. All right, next hour, Dr. Rashid Batar from Advanced Medicine. We'll talk more about the vaccine issue, but breaking news on ADHD. Another shocker on ADHD. Stick around. In the meantime, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.